Ask you to please say a prayer for us tonight. I know you do pray, and I sincerely do appreciate it. I don't want to say anything from my own thoughts or my own head, but I want everything I say this evening or everything I relay to you this evening, I want the Lord to be pleased with, and I want it to be from Him. I've written on the board, living what we profess. Webster says the meaning of profess is to declare or admit openly or freely, to confess one's faith in or allegiance to. What are we professing tonight? That's what I would like us to think about. And thinking along the lines of professing Christianity, professing Christ, knowing Christ. I believe if I were to ask, and I'm not going to, but if I were to ask for a show of hands, I believe there would be a pretty good response if I were asked for a show of hands of who professes Christianity, who professes to live that life, who knows Christ. I would hope that there would be a good response to that. As the majority, I did come across a fact in 2016, I believe it was, there was some kind of a poll taken, and it was found that 70% of, just in the United States, people professed Christianity. Now, I would like to think that if 70% of the people were actually living according to what they profess, if they were professing Christianity, we wouldn't see the problems we see in the world today. But that was the fact in 2016, and it actually had come down a little bit since 2012 or 13. It was actually a little bit higher than that. But Christianity, what is Christianity? And again, if I were to ask, I might would get several responses. Everybody might have their own way of wording it. But I thought about it this way, just kind of in a brief description, in a nutshell. The message that Jesus was the one willing to come to earth to rescue sinners, not only from a life of sin, but from eternal damnation in hell. It's about a relationship, and it's about developing and maintaining that relationship with God in order to make heaven our home. To be Christ-like. To follow after Christ. So if we're professing Christianity, we're professing to be like Christ. We're striving to live as He lived. So living what we profess. We could turn to Matthew 15 and 8. Matthew 15 and 8 says, "This people draweth nigh unto me with their mouth, and honoreth me with their lips, but their heart is far from me." And then if we could, look in Titus 1 and 16. It says, "They profess that they know God, but in works they deny Him, being abominable and disobedient, and unto every good work reprobate." They profess that they know God, but in works they deny Him. In Matthew 15 and 8 said, "They honoreth me with their lips, but their heart is far from me." They profess that they know God. How easy is it to profess Christianity? I believe anybody could do it. It's just words, really. Just the act of professing it. You know, as humans, we are people pleasers. Whatever crowd we're in, wherever we find ourselves in life, for the most part, and I'm speaking in general, not just to us here, but we as people, we want to fit in, and then we find ourselves doing things to fit in, saying things to fit in, doing the right things, saying the right things. We want people's approval. We want them to be pleased with the way we're living our lives. We don't want them to see, we don't want them to be dissatisfied with what they see. So very often, with whatever side we're on, we want to look the part, speak the part, and often act the part. And I'm thinking of, so we profess Christianity. So I want others to see me and see how spiritual I am. How often do you see little bumper stickers on the back of people's bumpers, maybe with a little scripture reference? Or clothes we wear, maybe with a scripture reference on the back or the front? Or maybe posting to a social media platform. It's easy to profess. It's easy to profess Christ. We can put it out there, especially with the social media platforms today, of look at me. Look how far I am. Look at what the Lord's done for me. This is my favorite scripture. This is my favorite song. This is how He's blessed me. This is my favorite verse. When it's so more than that. It's so much more than that. It's very easy to profess Christ. But there's got to be more than just professing it. Romans 13 and 14, we don't have to turn there. Romans 13 and 14 says, part of that scripture says, put ye on the Lord Jesus Christ. That is very excellent instruction. I cannot disagree with that at all. Put ye on the Lord Jesus Christ. But I think so many times, people, they do. They want to profess Christianity. They want to put on the Lord. But only when it fits them, fits their schedule, or when it seems convenient to them. When it's time to put on the Lord, that's when I'll put Him on. A lot of people, they live their lives through the week. Come the weekends, they enjoy their weekends. Toward then, their weekends wind down, and then you have Sunday morning. They wake up, and they want to put Jesus on for Sunday morning. They want to put Jesus on to come to church. You know, I might say this several times, it's so much more than just saying, I know Jesus. He's done so much for me. It's so much more than just coming to services Sunday morning, Sunday night, Wednesday night. It's so much more than as we walk out the door, we shake Brother Michael's hand and we tell him what a great message it was and how it blessed me. It's so much more than raising my hand and maybe in song service. Hey, if it's from the heart, I encourage you to do that. Don't do it for show. Don't do it so people will look at my life and if I raise my hand or if I say this, they'll see what kind of progress I'm making. Don't post to Facebook your favorite whatever it is and your testimony and then go and live your life in a totally... There has got to be... Our life has to back up our profession. There has to be some substance there. There has to be some meat to it. There's got to be something there. You know, you hear the... they can talk the talk, is our lives, does my life represent what I profess? So many want to claim that they have or have had and still have a religious experience. And yet we look around and we see that their life is no different than those who don't make a profession. The men in here especially, I'm sure, we're out in the workforce. How many times have we seen those we'll have conversations with, and you know what, they might can be able to read you this, quote you the scriptures, and they'll let you know how often they go to church and what they do in their church and what committee they're on. But look at their life. Is it any different than this person over here? Is it any different than my life? If we are really living and patterning our lives after Jesus, and we have really put on the Lord, then there ought to be a difference. There ought to be a different scene. You know, I really do want to look different. I want to act different. I want to sound different when I speak. I don't want to be associated with those who don't make a profession. If I'm professing Christ, I want somebody to be able to look at my life and say, he's doing something right. He's making a profession and he's doing it the right way. I don't hear these things. I see something different in him. I listened to a little, it was a preacher, not associated with us. And it was about like a little 5 to 6 minute little sermon. And this person, I had heard some things from this person in the past. And my thoughts on it, they've had some good things to say. Never really anything in depth or fundamental to Christian living, but they are one that mainly would just kind of give you encouragement. And this person has written many, many devotionals and stuff like that. But anyway, there was a little snippet of a message I come across. And it was a little video, and I was watching it. And the title of this was, the title's what caught my eye. The title was, What does the Lord think about tattoos? And that has nothing to do with my thoughts this evening. But that's what caught my eye. And I started listening to it. And I won't go into a lot of detail what it was about. But in a nutshell, what this person was trying to portray was, and it made me sick to my stomach, she started off, this person started off by putting down on people of holiness. And their plainliness, the way they did their hair, no jewelry. So I was really disappointed in that. And they went on to say that people of holiness are known for picking up scriptures here and there, just with whatever scriptures they want, they just pick and choose. And the farther I went in this, the more sick to my stomach I was getting. And they went on to say that really it doesn't matter what we do as long as it makes us happy. We can have the tattoos. We can do all these things that we teach against. We can look whatever we want, way we want to look, as long as it makes us happy. Because really, that's what God wants, is for us to be happy. So feel free to do whatever you want to do, because God wants you to be happy. And you should have seen the crowd. The crowd got so excited. They started raising their hands, and they started clapping, and they started amening, and they were standing up and waving their hands, and they started professing Christ and letting them know how much they loved Him and what a blessing this was. It was easy. They did it with no effort at all. I mean, it was just, they were in the moment. But they heard what they wanted to hear. This preacher told them what they wanted to hear. So much of the time as we go through life, it's easy. It is so easy to talk about how good God is and what He's done for me and what He's done for me in my life as long as things are going my way. And as long as I'm hearing things that I want to hear. But you let the weekends wind down. You let the quiet times come. You let there be some thinking time. And we might find that maybe God's not quite as near as we thought He was, if that's the lifestyle and that's the way we're living. Lord, help us to live what we profess. So, profession. It's easy to profess. But living what we profess. What does it take to live it? What does it take to live what we profess? Let's look at 1 John 2 and 15. First John 2 and 15 says, "Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him." And we'll look at another one, Matthew 6 and 24. It says, "No man can serve two masters. For either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon." We've been given two choices in life. It's a very simple choice. There's not a lot to choose from. Either this way or that way. But I think so much of the time, people want it both ways. People want it both ways in their life. They want to live this way when they want to live it. And then when it's time, again, when it's convenient, they want to put that side of their life away. And then they want to live the spiritual side. 1 John says, "Love not the world, anything." Okay, back in Matthew, the one that said, "You cannot serve two masters." We cannot, it doesn't work out that way. We cannot have both. In our lives, I would encourage us, look at what Jesus represents. Look at what He represents. Put a list in your mind of what He represents. Put a list in your mind of what the world represents. There cannot be both in our hearts at one time. There are so many times people want to live their lives the way they want to live them. They want to benefit themselves. And then come Sunday morning, come Sunday night, they want to go to that little section of their lives or their hearts They want to open the door. They want to get Jesus out. And they want to say, Jesus, look, I need you this morning. This morning I got to go to church. And they want to get Him out. And they go to church and they do all the things they do. And then they get back home and they put Him back, or they think they put Him back up in His little box, and then I'll go on with my life. It doesn't work that way. We have to be committed to serving Christ, living for Christ. And if we have anything that represents the world, Lord, help us that we would deal with those things. Lord, help us that we will live. If we want to profess Christ and live for Christ, Lord, help us that our lives, that we pattern our lives after the things for God. If I want to profess or claim it, then I should demonstrate it by living the way Christ lived, doing what Christ did, and avoiding the things Christ avoided. We got one more scripture, Colossians 3 and 17. And whatsoever ye do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by Him. About wraps up my thought. When the Lord laid this on my heart several weeks ago, I found myself questioning the Lord. I know I have really made reference to those maybe outside of our walls, those that live two different lifestyles. But what about us here? Maybe those of us who don't have those drastic swings in our life from one way to the other. But I really had to pray about this and ask the Lord, because I really felt checked in getting up and trying to relay something like this when I had to ask the Lord, Lord, is everything in my life? Am I living to everything that represents you? In the conversations I have. In the conversations I have with coworkers, the things they talk about, the things they laugh about. Lord, help me to keep myself in check. Lord, help me with my actions that I don't snap or go off the handle when somebody does something that I don't approve of or I don't appreciate. Lord, if I want to come to service and I want to be the example to others and I want my life to influence them, Lord, help me in my everyday life, I don't want to live one way here inside these walls, or I don't want to live at Monarch a certain way and then go home and live something completely opposite. How are we living behind closed doors? What does our lives consist of when we don't have those around us that we know and love looking at our lives all the time? What kind of messages are we sending to our children at home? What kind of lives do we lead in front of our children? What are we doing at home? What are we saying at home? Are we saying and doing the things the world represents at home, and then they see something different from parents when we come here? Lord, help us. And I'm not in any way pointing fingers at anybody. I'm speaking to myself for one. Lord, help us to pattern our lives and to live and to strive to live as Christ lived among others And even when it's just me and Him, one-on-one. Y'all pray for me.